All right, can we have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Burt?
Here.
Hapler?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Lafferty? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Redlands?
Here. Okay, we have a new person on board here, don't we?
Yes.
Mr. Bell, can you tell us?
Mayor Gallagher has appointed Lori Peters, a Bettendorf resident, to fill the seat of the resignation of Pat Loss, longtime Plan and Zone Commission member. Had an orientation meeting with Lori last week in my office, and she works in property management, and she has pretty good grasp of the things that to deal with at the Planning and Zoning Commission level, so I think she'll be a great asset.
All right, well, official welcome from
Thank you. I'm looking
PNZ
forward
Commission.
To it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And just for the record, too, I want to make a point and offer the opportunity for everybody else to give our thanks to Pat, who served very well for a number of years and really appreciated her insight and contributions. So officially to the record, Pat, we thank you. So
you're here.
Yeah. All right. Pat Loss Day on the P&Z Commission. Okay. All right. Approval of the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of the June 20th meeting as submitted.
All those in, oh, sorry, second.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same motion opposed. Motion carries. Okay. So welcome to the three people in the audience to the Plan and Zone Commission for July 18th. We are a seven-member group that's appointed by the mayor and makes recommendations to the city council for matters relating to rezoning, final plats, site development, and planned unit developments. We are interested in your feedback. If you have any as we go through the cases, I will ask you to step to the podium to my right and your left and state your name and address and give us your feedback at the appropriate time. So with that, I think we're ready to go, Greg.
Just counting down to get these packets loaded on. There we are. Our first case, Mr. Chairman, involves a rezoning request to go from A1 to A2, and it is for lot number 4 here of Clements River Bend Edition. Here you have Shoreline Drive coming off of State Street further north. You have Merrigill Lane, and then you have River Bend Road, which fronts the lot that's in question here. These lines indicate the where the setback marks will be if this goes to A2. It's A1, and as now it's a non-conforming lot because of the size and the lot width. The petitioner would like to build a new home to remove this structure and then build a new one, and in order to do so, to get the financing, they need to make sure the lot is conforming. This is the addition as shown on the plat with River Bend Road out here, dedication for that. And then there is an outlot E adjacent here to the northeast. That outlot E is meant for an access easement to go directly to the river. It's about 18 feet wide.
For the benefit of who, Greg?
It's, I don't know, in Gehrman's addition, I'd have to look at the plat again, but I couldn't really find anything that indicates why that access is there. But it's considered that it's labeled that for that type of use. And the area surrounding tends to be a two zoning classifications. Everything that is residential is already zoned A2 along either Merrigill Lane or River Bend Road, with the exception of this parcel right here, which is being considered tonight. Everything else over here is all I3, heavy industrial district. These areas here are all outlots that are meant to buffer the uses that are up here from the houses that are down here. Staff, in looking at this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any commissions from the commission? Questions from the commission?
So right now, as it stands, this lot is non-conforming to the lots surrounding it?
It would be by zoning classification. It'd have to be 5 acres to have this classification affixed to it, and then it would also have to meet the requirements for width, and it currently does not for an A1 agricultural district.
I guess my question is, it will become conforming?
It will become conforming once the rezoning adheres.
Okay.
Any other questions? Just one that comes up from time to time, Greg. Looking at I-3 adjacent to what is effectively residential, and I know the character all the way along there is residential, and looking at the aerial, it looks like they park boats on it, they grow grass on it, but theoretically, somebody where it says heavy industrial district could put something pretty intense right there, correct?
That's a buffer outlot.
So they can't,
so they can only go there where this boundary is here, and I believe there's another one up here. It'd be only in these areas where that you could place that, and I believe there's somewhat of a berm or something of that
there's
nature.
There's a berm there. About where you had your pencil mark, Greg.
So they can't build or develop.
No, these outlots are separation distance.
Okay, great. That's my question then. Any questions or comments from the audience? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12-040, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
We have a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nobody's opposed. Motion passes.
The next one, Mr. Chairman, the case we're looking at is a site plan for this lot just directly off of State Street right here, and this is Beartooth Court. An addition is considered to be added right back in this area. That's what the petitioner is looking for. This is a detergent business. Bi-State Detergent, you enter in off of State Street, and then you can make your approach up Beartooth Court into the business area. This is a view from the southwest looking back, and this is the addition as it would be in the end of the building. There's a ditch that runs back here into this detention basin right there. This is the view from the back end. This is State Street right in this area. And then this would be the view looking back directly to the north at the addition. It will encompass a portion of this retaining wall right here and then all of this other fence. And then there will be a back portion that it will also encase. The structure will come out further from the building that's existing, and it will protrude out in this direction to the north. And essentially, they're adding more capacity, not necessarily more employees to the location. So they're adding space to create a greater output. This is the lot that's involved here. And it's directly, again, off of Beartooth Court or directly off of State Street. And this is Fields Development First Edition, Lot 1. This is the proposal here, the addition being right back here, entry made through this way. You already have parking here and here. And then you have the waste disposal area there where the dumpster is. And then you have back here, there's an open ditch, and then it runs down into this area. It's basically the water runs off in that direction and here, and then this is already operating as a stormwater detention area. Here's an enlargement of that area again, and you can see the structure here, 36 by 66 addition being added on. And this is the elevations as they appear. This is how the structure will look. You're looking from the north right here. If you're looking straight on, looking at the doorway, this is facing toward you. You're looking east. And structure is something that was potentially anticipated being added. It just didn't come along with the first site plan, so that's why this addition needed to be brought forth here at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Staff, in reviewing this, supports the petitioner's request for approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I just have one question. The area that they're adding on to, it's already paved, correct?
That entire area back here throughout the subdivision is already paved, and...
So we're not really creating any more drainage?
Right here, yeah, this whole thing, in this area here, all along, in all those lots, you've got pavement already back there.
Greg, one of the constant questions in this development was parking adequacy and things, and now I see they've got 3 and 3 on the site, and they're taking up some of what could have been parking area. It's still conforming, and if I'm understanding correct, if the use changed, they'd have to reapply and meet current parking requirements.
They would have to meet the, whatever use that would be different from this would have to be reevaluated as to parking capacity to see whether or not they would have to accommodate more spaces on site.
And 3 currently meets that requirement.
We've got 6 of them.
And
yeah.
3 and 3, yeah. Okay. Anyone in the audience with any questions or comments? Seeing none, I would again entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12045, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
We have a second motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign opposed, nobody, unanimous, it passes. Okay. Commission update.
Mr. Chairman, following your last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting where you recommended the approval of the Greyhawk First Edition, the City Council followed your recommendation and approved that. That's all I have.
Wow. I think we're adjourned then.
Good job. Sir.